He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's May the 9th already. Do you know where your portfolio is? This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now radio hour, where we have kind of a tepid start, but green nonetheless this morning on the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 31 points right now to 24,392. We had a bouncy day yesterday, finished up. We were way up, and in the end we were up, but not as much as we were during the day with the Iran news. We've got the S&P 500 up almost 9 points today. I got to imagine the oil stocks are doing well today. I haven't had a look at them yet, but I would think they would be buoyant today. The NASDAQ is up 13 points this morning to 7,279. I've seen a lot of strengthening there in the NASDAQ. The market seems to be getting healthier, especially in that emerging growth, aggressive growth area of the market. Russell 2000 having a pretty good day, up 0.3% this morning. Crude oil, there you go, up $1.78 per barrel. We're back above 70. We're at $70.84. That's going to hit you at the gas pump a little bit. Gold is at 1313. That's an unlucky number. Up 20 cents today. Silver at $16.58, up 11 cents. That all-important three-year, guess what? The magic number being hit today, 3%, right on the nose. That has been resistance for the bond market. We'll see if it breaks through that 3% level, but we are hitting 3 once again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Let's see how we're doing with the Apple $1 trillion watch. I was looking at it this morning. It's getting awfully close. Apple is at $944 billion today. So we need another 56 million. We need a little microcap move in Apple for it to become the first $1 trillion company. Of course, a big holding now that we know of at Berkshire Hathaway, the second biggest holding, right behind Wells Fargo and right ahead of Bank of America. I raised my 5-year target price on Apple again today. Before they reported earnings, I had my 5-year target price at 270. It went to 290 a few days after the report, and today I raised it again to 300 because the earnings estimates are being revised just a little bit higher ever since that report. I do own Apple in my growth and income portfolio. Today's going to be a pretty exciting day here on The Best Stocks Now radio. I'm going to talk a lot about a lot of emerging growth stocks that are in the news today. You know, a lot of times these stocks show up on my radar on the Best Stocks Now app. Either they show up as an A-plus momentum stock, which I look at those every day. There is a screen on the app for that. For you traders, check out those A-plus stocks every day. At least look at the one-year charts. And if you see something you like, look underneath the hood. Find out what they do for a living. See what their earnings growth has been like. Do a quick valuation on them. See where they're ranked overall. But a lot of these stocks will show up and I'll say, I never even heard of that thing. All of a sudden. For instance, let me just give you one here that I'll be talking about in a little bit. Penumbra. You ever hear of Penumbra? I've never heard of Penumbra. They're out of Alameda, California. I've heard of Alameda. Penumbra is a $4.8 billion-dollar company that just came public in 2015. It's been ranked the number one or number two stock in my app for the last couple of weeks. And it's flying. It's flying again today. They develop medical devices used for neuro and peripheral vascular conditions and diseases. And that's one I'll be talking about today, along with several other emerging growth stocks. Always fun to keep your eye on the players down in Double A, Single A, the Rookie League, the Cape Cod League, you know, wherever the case may be. These are up-and-coming, emerging growth prospects, I suppose you could call them. I've noticed that the market is getting healthier recently. I had today 249 stocks in my app, B plus or better. That's kind of where I draw the line, B plus or better, overall grade, Gunderson, my proprietary grade that I give stocks, computed every single day. We were down to like 100. I mean, it got really thin there a couple of weeks ago. The breadth has been improving in the market. The market got a good breadth mint, I guess. And I've seen the action spreading out a little bit. Instead of just a few stocks, I'm seeing a lot of the aggressive growth stocks that have been breaking out lately. I've had a really good run in my aggressive growth portfolio. And my premier growth portfolio continues to do very, very well. As of yesterday, it was almost 500 basis points ahead of the S&P 500. So far, knock on wood, it's kind of like a no-hitter in baseball. You just don't talk about it because it can disappear very quickly. But I'm very happy so far with the performance of the premier growth portfolio where the vast majority of my clients fit. That is my large cap growth portfolio. That is the sweet spot in the market right now, large cap growth. And it's an unconstrained portfolio. I can go anywhere I want with that thing. I could go to 100% cash. Nobody's going to complain. Nobody's going to call me on it. It's unconstrained. I can add some hedges. I continue to carry a small hedge in that portfolio. I could be 100% short in that portfolio if I wanted to. But it has been in the market for the last 9 years, hedged a few times along the way, raised some cash along the way. I'm a market timer, but I've been on the sell or the buy side of the market since March 27, 2009. Well, the big news yesterday, CNBC got it wrong again. They're kind of known for that, jumping the gun with a big headline that's wrong. In fact, a lot of the networks are like that, aren't they? They're just so, they're dying to be the first ones to get the news out. I just say, well, get it right first and then get the news out. It makes you look foolish when you've got it wrong. CNBC was reporting yesterday morning that we would stay in the Iran nuclear deal. Not so. The U.S. is to withdraw from the Iran accord. I watched that news. I watched Trump announce it yesterday in the speech that he gave. He called it a horrible, one-sided deal that should have never been made. And again, the U.S. will institute the highest level of economic sanctions without specifying what that means. Well, that is bullish for the oil stocks. And I'll tell you, the other group, in an ominous move yesterday, the defense stocks, big moves yesterday. I still own several of them. You had Northrop Grumman up 3.7% yesterday. You had Raytheon up 2.4%. You had Lockheed up 2%. LLL Communications up 1.9%. General Dynamics up 1.5%. And I got to believe that they're probably following through on those moves today. You had a few multinationals out of the U.S. and Europe, companies like Boeing and Airbus, that were down a little bit because they did have some deals to do with Iran. Not anymore. And, of course, you've seen who have come out of the woodworks to totally criticize Trump on this deal. A lot of ex-Obama cabinet members seem to be on the side of Iran on this deal, which boggles the mind to me, but nevertheless, U.S. crude has now topped $71 per barrel, soaring almost 3% overnight. And of course, that's the headlines. Americans to pay higher gas prices today. We should have stayed in the Iran deal. Now you've got to pay more at the pump. They're hurting you. Well, I'll leave it up to you to decide whether or not we should have stayed in this deal and whether or not we can trust the current administration that runs, the regime that runs Iran. When we come back, I got a lot of emerging growth stocks. Oh, we've got to get a few soggy stocks out of the way first. There's always soggy stocks in the news, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. We'll dispense with that and get on to the emerging growth stocks. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Of course, while we are withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal, the groundwork is being laid for the U.S.-North Korea summit. Secretary of State Pompeo has arrived in Pyongyang to continue preparations for an upcoming meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. The location is picked, the time and the date, everything is picked, Trump said at the White House on Tuesday. There's also reports that three American detainees who have been held in North Korea for months will leave with Pompeo. So the market will be watching that. Does the market watch world events? Does the market watch geopolitical? Does your 401k even care? Oh, yes, it cares very much. In fact, I kind of thought maybe the market would sell off yesterday after the news is Israel went on high alert after the announcement, and the market just kind of took it in stride. And oil above $70 per barrel once again, and the defense stocks on the move once again. Core PPI. Now, this isn't the consumer price index. This is the producer price index. It comes in line with forecasts. That's also a very important number to watch. Monthly. The monthly CPI report, the monthly PPI report. What is that an indicator for? Future expectations and past results of inflation. Do you think your 401k cares about your inflation? About inflation? Does your Roth give a hoot? You better believe it. Inflation is a major, major factor in the stock market. It will be a major indicator at some point in time that things are headed south. Talking about things headed south, let's take a look at a soggy stock. In my opinion, it's a soggy stock. Now, you're going to call me un-American for calling Disney a soggy stock. I was at Disney World last year. I was at Disneyland last year. I spend as much money with Disney. Oh, not as much as most people. I have a friend that goes on these Disney cruises all the time, which are really, really expensive. I mean, to get a picture taken with Mickey Mouse at your breakfast table, you're going to pay up a lot more for that cruise than one on your traditional Carnival cruise lines. But the Disney company did report earnings last night, after the close, member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, they beat by 14 cents. They beat their revenues. However, the stock is down 2.3%, and that is weighing, dragging on the Dow here this morning. The Disney company. Where does it rank in the Best Stocks Now app? Well, let's take a look. Disney is not a dividend aristocrat, but it is a dividend payer. The company pays a dividend yield, a current dividend yield of 1.64%. Enough for one day at Disney World, if you own 100 shares, will that pay? Will the dividend pay for a day at Disney World? I don't know. Over the last 12 months, Disney stock is down 7%. You say, well, that's not so bad. They just had the market's up 11.4%. That's a lot of negative alpha there in Dumbo land. That's an 18% differential. Now, over the last 3 years, Disney stock has basically gone nowhere. Disney has really been in a funk. And a lot of analysts blame it on ESPN, with a lot of people going off the grid, cutting the cable box, going on to the streaming channels, the streaming providers like Roku, etc. It's hurt ESPN big time. Disney, out of 5,550 stocks, is currently ranked at number 2,201 in my system. Disney has been a performance grade of C over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. When you add it all up, that's its performance grade. It's average. Now, I love the company. I love going to Disneyland. Is there a better day in this world than driving up or driving down to go to spend a day at Disneyland? Oh, come on. That's a great day. It's almost better than a day at the Kentucky Derby. But the stock has just gone nowhere, all right? It's a mega cap. It's $150 billion in market capitalization. They do $50 billion a year in sales. I mean, just those Mickey Mouse ears. Do you see what you pay for those things? Man, that adds up. And all the Disney movies and the parks and all the Disney merchandise, one of the great brands in the world. I notice Warren Buffett doesn't own Disney. At least I don't think he does. But the stock has been a soggy stock. And if you look at a chart of the stock, it really looks bad. The stock has gone virtually nowhere since 2015. Last 3 years, totally flat. That's not what a best stock now is made of. The relative strength on a scale of 1 to 99 on Disney right now is 29. And in the Gunderson system, it gets a momentum grade of C. The valuation is not even that good. I get a D minus value. My 5-year target price is 150. It's trading at 100. 50% upside potential over the next 5 years. I like 80% or better. So it doesn't cut it in performance. It doesn't cut it in valuation. And the chart is absolutely dead in the water, like a sailboat looking for some kind of breeze, and there is not one anywhere in sight. Well, Bill, what do you really think about Disney? That's what I really think about Disney at the current time. All right, let's see. What else do we have? Boeing sales to Iran to be blocked. From what I understand, that was not even in the estimates. Boeing is up a little bit today. Boeing has kind of got its buoyancy back a little bit ever since the trade talks, which are still going on behind the scenes. And let's start talking a couple more big ones. And then in the second half, I got a lot of small cap emerging type stocks to talk about. Let's talk about BP. Let's check in on BP. They go ex-dividend today. Oh, that now there's a buoyant chart. I own BP in both my Premier Growth portfolio and my Growth and Income portfolio. It's hitting a new 52-week high today. They will go ex-dividend. Their dividend yield right now is 5.2%, and you're getting this capital appreciation this year. BP on a roll right now. I continue to own it. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about some little ones, all right? Like Diamondback and EPAM and Weibo and Penumbra and Wix, Arrowhead. Some very interesting companies. Stay tuned. This is Bill Gunderson's The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Now that we've got the soggy stocks out of the way for the day, which was Disney. Oh, I hate to rag on Disney, but I'm just telling you, I look at it. I look at the stock, not the product, not the company. The stock has been soggy for 3 years now. And I don't see why all of a sudden it's going to wake up and become a big-time growth company anymore. If you take a look here recently at their earnings and sales growth, it's really slowed down big time. Sales at Disney flat 4 quarters ago, minus 3% 3 quarters ago, plus 4% 2 quarters ago. And of course, this is their big quarter that they just reported, up 9%. Their sales were up 9%, but their sales are just not growing anymore. And their earnings, very flat. Ever since 2015, flat. You've had three flat years in a row. Now, the only thing that's helping them this year, I suppose, is the tax cut and maybe a little bit of improved traffic at the parks. And, of course, they're constantly raising the prices. Other than that, I love the stock. All right, now let's take a look at some emerging growth stocks. The first one I want to talk about is EPAM Systems. EPAM. Okay, EPAM is headquartered in Newtown, Pennsylvania, which there's a little bit of tech boom going on back in the Pennsylvania area. EPAM is a provider of outsourced IT and lifecycle software development services such as design, prototyping, and testing. It's a $6.6 billion company. So we begin by putting that into perspective. That's a small cap stock. In my book and my observations over the years is the risk level goes up as the company gets smaller. As you're looking at first mega cap stocks, then you drop down to large cap stocks, and then you drop down to mid cap stocks, and then small cap stocks, and then clear down to micro cap stocks. And some people will even delve into the cesspool of penny stocks. You've got to put it in perspective. Very important. Now, EPAM has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 20% per year. No, it's not the top earnings growth company out there, but it's been very steady. The company came public in 2012 at about $15 per share, and now it's $124 per share. That's, an eighth bagger since going public back in 2012, and it's breaking out today with a big move, very solid move after earnings report, almost to a new all-time high, not quite. EPAM is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth portfolio. No, it's not going to fit in an income and growth dividend type portfolio because there is no dividend. This is a pure growth stock. And it wouldn't fit in a large cap growth type of strategy because it's a small cap stock. There's only one place to put it. It's not too small to put it into a speculative portfolio. It fits nicely in an aggressive growth company. Maybe you call that in baseball parlance, maybe that's double A. Not quite triple A yet, double A, where there's a lot of really good prospects out there. EPAM reported earnings today, and they beat earnings by 2 cents, and they beat on revenues. Now, let's look at it under the Best Stocks Now microscope. The Best Stock Now filtering system. This is currently a stock that is ranked number 159 out of 5,550. It's put up some very good numbers. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 46.3%, while the market's up 11.4%. The stock does not have a 10-year record because it hasn't been around for 10 years. It does have a 5-year record, however. Over the last 5 years, EPAM, I don't know what that stands for. It's got to be an acronym for something. Maybe not. EPAM Systems. EPAM Systems, over the last 5 years, has delivered to investors 38.7%, while the market 10.4%, with no guarantees going forward. This is looking in the rearview mirror, and over the last 3 years, it's averaged 21.8%. Now, as we look at valuation, the performance numbers are good. It gets a momentum grade of B+. The relative strength on a scale of 1 to 99 is 87, as reported by Investors Business Daily. Now we take a look at valuation, which is the other part of this equation. I don't like momentum by itself. I like it to be accompanied by a reasonable growth at a reasonable price type of situation. EPAM is currently trading at 23 times forward earnings. It's expected to continue to grow by about 20% per year. So it's trading at a slight premium to its growth rate. PEG ratio comes in at 1.2. However, when I take next year's earnings estimates of $5.03 per share, extrapolate them out at 20% per year and put a multiple on that, I get a target price of $225 on a stock that's currently trading at $124. And if you look at the chart of the stock, is very, very, very good. Lots of momentum with a big move today after their earnings beat. So, you know, look, it's a 3%, 2.5%, something like that, overall position in my aggressive growth portfolio, which is the more aggressive of the two growth funds portfolios that I run here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm happy with the results that it's reported today. And when I weigh out the when the Best Stock Now weighing machine takes into account the performance numbers, the alpha, the momentum, and takes into account the valuation, once again, it comes in at number 159 out of 5,550. And it's one of my top-ranked small-cap stocks. Not a recommendation by any means whatsoever. I use it as an example of stock of a stock that meets the criteria that I have for stocks that I buy in the market. Okay, another one that I wanted to bring to your attention. You know, I've watched Marcus Lemonis many times on the Fox Business Channel. He had that show called The Profit where he goes around and he turns companies around and this and that. Well, he's also the CEO of a publicly traded company called Camping World. And if you're into RVs, I have a lot of clients that travel around the country and drop in on their kids and their grandkids and just enjoy life in their RV. Camping World reported earnings yesterday. You know, the jury is still out on Camping World big time. Marcus Lemonis took that company public in 2016, 2 years ago, at about $25 a share. And here we are 2 years later, it's $23 a share. It hasn't done anything. Although it did get up to $47 per share in the interim. It's now a $2 billion company. It's at the lower end of small cap stocks. But I do believe that Marcus Lemonis is a pretty sharp guy. I do believe that he is building a world-class network. I mean, he's becoming the thing in the RV world. They now have 122 retail locations. They have 8 super centers. They're headquartered in Illinois. But that's a bad-looking chart right now. Relative strength of 3. He is not making money yet as he continues to build this thing. So as of now, I would have zero interest in this stock. But I think it's an emerging stock that you can keep your eye on down sometime in the future. I do look at it out of the corner of my eye every time they report their earnings. Okay, now when we come back, I want to report on a small cap oil stock. I do have a fairly good exposure to the energy patch right now. In fact, this is a mid-cap oil stock. This might be one you've never heard of. I don't know. It's in Midland, Texas. It's not Exxon. It's not Chevron. It's not BP. It's a smaller company. They reported earnings. The stock was hitting a new all-time high yesterday. Explosive growth at this company. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson and the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of a fast-moving Best Stocks Now radio show. We're on Apple Trillion Dollar Watch. So the stock closes in on $1 trillion. Market seems to be getting healthier. The breadth is spreading out. We're seeing breakouts in a lot of these aggressive growth, kind of down-the-line stocks. I now have 249 B-plus or better stocks in my app. It got as low as 90 during the dog days of March, April area. We had the big news yesterday, which is probably the biggest news in the market today. U.S. to withdraw from the Iran accord. That's impacting the energy stocks as crude goes through $70 per barrel. The defense stocks are on the move. And while things are heating up there, we have hope in North Korea as the time, the place, everything has been picked. And supposedly three detainees are coming home. We'll see where that all goes. No sign of any inflation here with today's PPI report, which comes right in line with forecast. And a soggy stock, I'm sad to report, a soggy stock, in my opinion, Disney. Very uninspiring earnings report weighing on the Dow here today. And Disney has just, the stock has not gone anywhere for the last 3 years. We've talked about some emerging growth stocks, EPAM Systems, Camping World, which I'm not a fan of yet. Marcus has got to prove to me that he can grow those earnings. I talked about Penumbra, P-E-N, which is the number one ranked stock in my app. 1 month ago, it was number four. I had never even heard of it. It went public in 2015 at $15 per share, and now it's $148 per share. I do not own it. They develop medical devices used for neuro and peripheral vascular conditions and diseases. But the sales over the last four quarters up 24%, up 25%, up 31%, up 40%. And I'm looking at the earnings over the last two quarters up 211% and up 160%. Penumbra, P-E-N. Just an example. Maybe this is a single A, down in the single A leagues out at Lake Elsinore, $5 billion company. Okay, the one I want to close with is Diamondback Energy. No, not the Arizona Diamondbacks, but the stock headquartered in Midland, Texas, $13 billion in market capitalization, engaged in oil and gas exploration and production in unconventional onshore oil and gas in the Permian Basin of Texas, where there's a lot of oil still. And with the new technologies, we're able to go back and revisit those areas and continue to drain oil from the ground there. Over the last 5 years, FANG. No, this is not Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. This is a stock with the symbol FANG. Over the last 5 years, the company has delivered to investors a 35.5% average annual return. There is not a dividend in play here at all. This is a smaller mid-cap stock or a larger small-cap stock, somewhere in that area. This is another one that I own in my aggressive growth portfolio, where I do have some exposure to the energy stocks. Over the last 3 years, FANG has delivered a 20% average return to investors, and over the last 12 months, it's up 30%, while the market's up 11%. It's got a B-plus momentum grade right now. In Investor's Business Daily, it gets an 88 on a scale of 1 to 99 momentum grade. Now, as we look towards valuation, I find it to be very attractive from a valuation point of view. It's trading at 13 times forward earnings, which seems really cheap with a company that's expected to grow by about 25% per year, if you can believe the analyst, over the next 5 years. The PEG ratio is 0.5, so it's trading at one half of its growth rate, anticipated growth rate, if you can believe the analyst. I have a 5-year target price of $235. The stock is trading at $133 out of 5,550 stocks. FANG is currently ranked at number 187 in my proprietary Best Stocks Now grading and ranking system. It gets an overall stock grade of B+. It's one of the 249 B-plus or better stocks in my database right now. They did report earnings. The stock is down a little bit. They beat by 5 cents. They beat on revenues. The stock is down 1.3% after breaking out yesterday to new all-time highs after the Iran news. This is a stock that went public at $15 a share in 2012. And today it's $133 per share. I can call it a best stock now. I guess I can call it whatever I want. That's my own system, my proprietary system. You can call it whatever you want. It is a stock that I own, like a 2.5%, 3% overall position, my aggressive growth portfolio. Not a recommendation. It's just an example of a stock that combines those two forces of momentum, performance, and a decent valuation, growth at a reasonable price. FANG, Diamondback Energy, headquartered in Midland, Texas. All right, well, you know what? It's all you got to do is sign up for my newsletter, and you'll read about stocks like this every single week that I bring to you, that I uncover, that I unearth, that I drill deep in the earth for and pull up. You never know what's going to come up. You can sign up for my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. And you notice that as a money manager, I try to shy away from the soggy stocks of yesteryear, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear, and I try to find the stocks, the companies that are in their groove today with earnings growth and growth at a reasonable price. And it's very carefully tended by me every single day. And I like the fact that I'm unconstrained. I am not tied by any kind of prospectus or any kind of charter that I have to abide by staying 100% invested or whatever. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.